The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on Yud Aleph from the Aleph has a memra of Rav Huna, Rav Huna. Kavtsa v'rasa. A lady jumped and then she saw dam. Kavtsa, she jumped v'rasa and she saw dam. Kavtsa, she jumped v'rasa and she saw dam. Kavla vest, it creates a vest. And the Gemara has a back and forth, what type of vest does create? Does it mean for days? Days that she doesn't jump, she doesn't see dam. So it can't be a vest for a certain amount of days. El kvitzis, it means a vest for jumping, that anytime she jumps, we have to be afraid she's going to see dam again. The Gemara brings a braisa, that it seems to imply that there's no kvias vest in such a case, such a thing does not create a vest. And there's a whole back and forth in the Gemara until the Gemara comes to this maskana later on. It's not clear halacha l'maisa what comes out from the Gemara. There's a machlekes rishonim what the maskana of the Gemara is. If a lady is kavtsa v'rasa, if she jumps and she sees dam immediately or shortly thereafter, and kavtsa v'rasa, three times in a row, which does kvitsa, or we could translate into modern day terms, if she does exercise, and shortly after she does exercise, her period comes, and it happens three times in a row. That means the next time she does exercise, again she gets a period right afterwards. And then again when she does exercise a third time, her period comes immediately afterwards. So there's a machlekes rishonim, next time when she does kvitsa, the next time when she does exercise, the fourth time she does exercise, do we have to be afraid the period is going to come? And do we need three akiris, like any other vest kahua, to have three times in a row, there's the same cause for a lady to see dam. So then, from now on, we always have to be afraid that this is going to be a cause, a siba, a cause for her to see dam, until three times in a row, she does not see dam after this cause takes place. For example, a lady who sees dam on Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Aleph Sivan, on those three Rosh Chodeshim in a row, we now have to be afraid that she's going to see dam on Aleph L'Chodesh, until she goes three consecutive months without seeing dam on Aleph L'Chodesh. If on Aleph Tammuz, Aleph Av and Aleph Elish does not see dam, we no longer have to worry about Aleph L'Chodesh, but the first day of the month causing her to see dam. So does kvitzas have the same status? Is that what's coming out from Rav Huna? That kvitzas also, if a lady three times in a row when she did exercise, she saw dam right afterwards, so from now on, whenever she does exercise, for the rest of that day, or if she does exercise by night, for the rest of that night, we have to be afraid she's going to see dam, and she has to separate from her husband, she has to do a bedika, internal inspection, to see if dam is coming out. Or is that not the maskan of the Gemara? And the Gemara comes out in Rav Huna, according to the other Rishonim, that it's only if there's a combination of yomim u'kvitzas, days and kvitzas. That means that if she always sees dam on a certain day of the month, and it always comes together with kvitza, always comes together with jumping, with exercise, so from now on, whenever you have this murkav, this combination of that day of the month, together with exercise, you have to be afraid that she's going to see dam. But the exercise by itself does not scare us, does not cause us to think that she's going to see dam. It's a machlekes rishonim how the paskin, not the maskan of the Gemara goes. L'maisa the machaber shulchan aruch siman kuf beitas yerdeis siman kuf beitas sif yedzayin. Clearly, is of the opinion that kvitza by itself does not create a vest. So a lady does exercise and then her period comes immediately thereafter, no matter how many times it happens, does not create a kvias vest. And she does not have to be afraid in the future when she does exercise that she's going to have to see. There's nothing to worry about. The Rama does say over there that if it happens three times in a row, that kavtsa v'rasa, so the next time, the fourth time that she does kvitsa, we should be afraid that she's going to see, we should be careful, because maybe she's going to see now. However, if she does not see on that fourth time, it does not need three akiras. You do not need three consecutive kvitsas without seeing in order to uproot this vest. It's not a regular vest, but if it happened three times already, the Rama brings from the Gois Ma'ani, the fourth time, at least we should be careful. But the Igor Psak of the Rama, and certainly the Psak of the Mechaber is that kvitsa by itself does not create a vest. Tezan that Samach Gimel Mabei says, however, that that's only about kvitsa, which does some external action of kvitsa, of jumping, and then she sees, no matter how many times it happens, does not create a vest, and does not indicate that from now on, whenever she does kvitsa, she's going to see. However, says Tezan, says, Achla Shum, she eats shum, she eats garlic, or other hot spicy foods, and then she sees afterwards, that's different. And then, if three times in a row, when she ate shum or batzel, she ate a spicy food like garlic, she saw immediately afterwards or shortly thereafter, from now on we do have to be afraid that she's going to see any time she eats a spicy food. Until you have three akiras, three times in a row that she ate a spicy food and did not see afterwards, and this uproots, this eliminates the concern that eating spicy foods causes her to see dam afterwards. So Tosfos differentiates and says that even though kvitza does not create a vest, however, achila shum, eating spicy foods, does create a natural reaction inside her body that causes her to see dam. And that, we do create a vest with that. The Baal Amor is also of this opinion that even though kvitsa does not create a vest, an external activity like exercise or jumping does not create a vest if it causes her to see, but achila shum does create a vest. However, many Rishonim are of the opinion, and the same with kvitz does not create a vest, achil shum does not create a vest. The only way to create a vest is only if there's something that's part of her natural system. For example, if she always sees dam on a certain day of the month, if she always sees dam after a certain haflaga, for a certain distance of days, if every 27 days she sees dam, three times in a row that happens, that she sees dam, and then 27 days later she sees dam. And then again 27 days later, and then again 27 days later, it's a certain haflaga, a certain interval, a certain distance, so that creates a vest. But any external activity, from exercise and jumping to eating spicy foods, does not create a vest. There is one other way a vest can be created, according to all Rishonim, everyone agrees. If there's some involuntary action that takes place, for example, she coughs a series of coughs for an inexplicable reason, and then she sees them, we're concerned that maybe the coughing is a simon, it's a signal the body is sending that's causing us to believe, that's causing us to know that her period's about to come. And therefore, the next time she has this involuntary series of coughs, we're also afraid that maybe her period's about to come. But any voluntary activity, from jumping and exercise to eating hot and spicy foods, even if we see her period comes right afterwards, we don't have to worry that future such activities will cause her period to come. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch and Simakuf Beitas, the same way the Machaber does not believe that kvitsa could create a vest by itself, the Machaber does not seem to believe that achilas shum, that eating spicy foods, could create a vest by itself. The Ramah, however, in Simakuf Beitas, Sivchav Gimel, brings two shittas about this. He says that some Rishonim hold that eating spicy foods is the same thing as jumping and does not create a vest. And other Rishayim, he says, are of the opinion that it does create a vest. And this seems to be the maskana of the Ramah, that although jumping and external activities like exercise do not create a vest, however, anything that could cause a reaction inside her body, like eating spicy foods, which could affect her system internally, and cause an internal change that could cause a period to come. So if we see that achilas shum, that eating garlic and spicy foods, seems to cause a period to come, so then, for the future, it does have a vest. And when she eats shum again, she eats spicy foods again, we do have to be afraid that her period is going to come. And we do have to create it with dinim of a vest. And the husband and wife do have to separate at that time. And she does have to do a bedika and decide to see if dam is coming. It's not clear if this is only after three times, like the regular standard case of vest kavua, which most ladies had in the olden days, that there was something that was a constant that always caused their period to come. It's not clear if that's what the Ramah is referring to by achilas shum, that three times in a row when she had achilas shum, she saw right afterwards. So from now on, whenever she eats shum, whenever she eats the spicy foods, we have to be afraid the period is going to come. Or does the Ramah mean even after one time? Maybe there's vest she'ena kavua, which nowadays is the status of most ladies, nowadays who do not have a vest kavua, but they have the status of Vesh in the Gavur. That's not the same every month. They're not going to have the same three times in a row. They're certainly not going to have everything the same, the cycle the same for their whole life. But every month, if they see on a certain day of the month, they're afraid next month, or maybe they're going to see on that day. And every month, if they see a certain afloga, a certain interval of days after their previous period, we're afraid that they might see again that same interval next month. And therefore, we keep Vesh in the Gavur for Yom HaChodesh, for day of the month. We keep Vesh in the Gavur for afloga, for a certain interval, for a certain distance of days. So what's by Achilas Shum? Is Achilas Shum only in the form of Vesh Kavua, but not Vesh Ena Kavua, one time eating a spicy food, and then dam coming afterwards does not cause us to concern, next time she eats a spicy food, that period will come, or even after one time ready of Vesh Ena Kavua. This is a Machalik Zachranim, and it's not clear. Now, where does this all play out in today's Halacha L'Maaseh? We don't know of cases of ladies who did exercise and always had their period coming afterwards. Anyway, Vesh Takfitzis, the exercise, the jumping, that both Machaber and the Mother and Paskin, Achilas Shum, eating spicy foods, we don't seem to know of any connection that eating shum or butzel or any hot and spicy food causes a lady's period to come. So where does this play out halacha l'maaseh? The answer is as follows. If a lady is taking a hormonal pill, a birth control pill or something to that effect, and she takes it for a few weeks, and then she stops taking the pill, the drop in the hormone level in her body from stopping to take the pill will cause her to have a period. Usually the period comes between 48 and 72 hours after the first skipped pill, after the first pill that she doesn't take. Everyone's different. Some have even less than 48 hours. Some have more than 72 hours. Most have between 48 and 72 hours after going off the pill, their period comes. So the question is as follows. A lady who takes the pill, at the end of the month she goes off of it, and 2 days later her period comes. Then next month, she starts another cycle of pills. When the month ends, she stops taking the pill. 2 days later, 48 hours later, her period comes. And the third time this happens, a third cycle that she takes the pill, then she goes off the pill at the end of the month, and 2 days later, 48 hours later, her period comes. So now, is this a vest? Is this a vest of achilas shum, which there Mechaber doesn't seem to go with, but for Ashkenazim, the Ramah does seem to feel that we do have to treat it as a vest. And therefore, the following month, the fourth month, when she takes the series of pills, and she finishes the pack of pills and stops taking it, do we say that 48 hours later, 2 days later, has been of a vest? And the husband and wife would not be allowed to be together at that point. The lady would have to do a bedika, an internal inspection, to see if dam is coming. Do we have in mind the case of vest of achilas shum by a lady who goes off a series of taking a hormonal pill? Similarly, a lady who has a NuvaRing inside of her body, and she takes out the NuvaRing, so also, usually about 2 or 3 days later, she has a period. So the same question would apply. Do we say that once we see how long after she pulls the ring out, her period comes, so now after 3 times, we know already, it's a chazaka, there's a vest, that which takes the ring out, 2 days later or 3 days later, her period comes, and now from the future, whenever she takes out the new ring, 2 days later or 3 days later, it's going to have a dinam of a vest. The same shiloh as we have with the pill, we have the same shiloh with the ring. So this is a big machlokes amongst modern day poskim. It's a modern day shaila. You're not going to find in the Rishonim about this. You're not going to find it in the Achronim or in the Betshuvos and the Yisakelim and Shulchan Aruch. No one talks about this because this first came to Gaya. It's a post-war shaila. It's the first thing that came to Gaya in our times. Some feel that this is a serious vest of Achilas Shum, has all dinim of a vest. And then the question arises, do we say it only after 3 times or even after 1 time? Maybe there's already vest she'ena gavua for Achilas Shum. The shaila we mentioned before wasn't so hypothetical. It's the Gelach Lamaisa for many women in today's day and age. If she takes a pack of pills, goes off the pill, and the period comes a day and a half later, or 2 days later, or 2.5 days later, what happens when she finishes the next pack of pills? Do we say that that amount of time later has a status of vest she'ena kavua? Or do we say, no, the vest of Achilas Shum is only after 3 times, it's only when it becomes kavua. But 1 or 2 times, there's no vest she'ena kavua by Achilas Shum. Somebody's come up with the opinion that going off a pill or taking out a ring does not have a status of Achilas Shum. Let's point out that by the Achilas Shum or by the Kvitza, the period came right after. Achrayim talk about whether it comes a day later. Maybe a day later is also considered the vest. Here, I mentioned in most cases, the period doesn't come until 2 or 3 days later. So maybe that's too far away. It's no longer associated with going off the pill or taking out the ring. It does not have the status of Achilas Shum. Also, the Achilas Shum is a positive action that the lady does that seems to cause a change, some sort of a chemical, hormonal, biological change in the body, which brings about her period. Over here, it's not a positive thing. It's a shlili. It's a lack of doing something. She does not take the pill. And that causes the hormone level in her body to drop because she's not reinforcing the hormone anymore. And the male of that drop in hormone level cause the period to come. It's an inaction. It's not an action. Could inaction, could a shlili, could that create a vest? Maybe halachically that doesn't fit in with the rules of vestus. So pulling out the ring is more of a positive action. Instead, there's more of a sfar that's saying Shabbat Achilas Shum, he's pulling out the ring. But here also, pulling out the ring just causes that hormones are not being sent into the uterus anymore. It's not an active thing. It's also inactive in the sense that the hormones are no longer going in. And since the hormones are no longer going into her system, that causes her to have a period. So this is a very good shiloh that everyone should ask the local Orthodox rabbi. Ask your rav the shiloh, if it comes to the Gela Maisa, is going off a pack of pills or taking out a NuvaRing, does this create a status of vest of Achilas Shum? Now even those who don't say that has halachic status of vestus of Achilas Shum, everyone agrees that there's a danger zone. There's a lot of reason to believe that her period's going to come in the next 2-3 days. So as far as the amount of time that she's confident that she knows for sure a period won't come, let's say for the first 24 hours afterwards, or she knows herself that she's already machzik herself up to 36 to 48 hours after. If she knows up to a certain point in time, a period's for sure not going to come, so then they're fine. The husband and wife will be together at that point. Once it reaches the danger zone, that's liable for a period to come. It may come at that point. So even if we're not going to say it has the halachic status of a vest, and they don't have to separate at that point, but everyone agree that you have to watch out. Pashtus, the poskim would say that they have to do bedika before tashmish, before they're together. You should do bedika inside, just to make sure things are clear. Everyone should ask a shayla by their rav what they should do. Another shayla comes up by a lady who's taking a pill, is besides the question of when she goes off the pill, is there a vest of Achilas Shum, but when she's on the pill, does she have the regular vestus? A regular lady who's not taking a pill, who's going through regular life, every month is keeping 3 vestas. Vesta Chodesh, that means if she sees on Aleph Nisan, she has to keep Aleph Yer. She also has Vesta Floga. If this period came 28 days after the previous period, so she has to keep a vest 28 days from now. Maybe she's going to see another cycle of 28. And she also has to keep Oina Benis. Oina Benis is the average time that Stam lady sees, who does not have a Vest Kavua. It's 30 days later. Most place come around with the opinion it's the 30th day. Some say it's the 31st day. Some say to keep both. But it's 30 days after her last period. Now what happens if a lady is taking a pill? We know good and well the day of the month and the cycle, this is not causing her to see. It's a whole different system that's going on inside her body. So therefore, some say that She does not have the regular vestas. The Shach says in Siman Kuf Beitas of Kol Memches that lady does kfitza, and then she sees does not have to keep that yom chodesh that day of the month next month, because we know that it's the kfitza that played a role in causing her to see. So if that day next month she's careful not to kfitza, not to exercise, we don't have to be afraid she's going to see, because we know that she only saw on that day of the month with tziruf combined with the kfitza, with the exercise. Next month, that day, she doesn't exercise, nothing to worry about. See, here also, if her period came about because she went off the pill, and 2 days later she had a period, if next month she does not go off the pill that same day, or in terms of afloga also, if next month she takes the pill for a little bit longer, and she does not go off the pill the same afloga, the same distance, the same interval of days, so maybe she should not have vest afloga. And maybe there shouldn't be unbeinus either, because maybe she's mislekes domim. She has a status of those ladies that we discussed in the shiurim of Tess and of Yud that are moving sing dam, but we don't anticipate they're going to have a period, and therefore they don't have to keep unbeinus because she's not having regular cycles. It might depend on the pill. Some ladies are staining on some pills, so we would not be able to say she's mislekes domim, she's moving sing dam. Others don't. There's a pill that most cows take for the chasna called agestin, which is not so advisable for birth control. It's not the most successful pill in that area, but it's very good for being masal gadam. Kalas take it before the chasna to avoid the risk of having a chubas nida. So maybe someone taking a gestin, there's more of a reason to believe them sluggish domin, and that cuts off all their vestas, and there's no inabenus, and there's no vestas from before, and they start over the chesmon of vestas after it's from scratch. This is a question that every couple should be asking by their own rav. We're just coming to Ma'ir the Shilas, and to show how the simple Gemara Vesta Kvitzis, which sounds like maybe an archaic Shiloh in the Rishonim, and Achil Shum, and Taiz Nasamach Gimel, can actually play a role in today's world, a role that did not play in former years, but today, with the modern-day contraceptives, could play a role for many people in today's society.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.